and vengeance.
I nailed that one. I can feel it. Pretty sure. So, welcome back, everybody. This is Mark 121 of the Super Civil Servants Podcast. My name is Greg, the Bat Daddy 52. And after a big Star Wars-y last week in a room filled with heroes, we're down to two tonight. But it's all right. It's my homeboy, Wolfpack, Stinger and Macho Man at it again. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, man. Friday night. It's a cold one, or so they say.
What's the temperature where you're at?
I think it's probably 26 or 25. I mean, it's not super cold, but it's just been going down all day.
For North Carolina, that's cold.
Yeah. You know? For like people who don't know how to drive and today. Don't know what to do during the snow.
Dude, we got almost 8 whole inches of snow last week. All right. So everybody went nuts. It was crazy. But, you know, snow. Glad it's gone now. It's North Carolina. It's gone in a couple days. But all right, man. Well, big Star Wars you last week, man. That was a good time talking about Star Wars all the time. And it was such a good time that I forgot to publish the audio version of it yet to this moment. So I'm going to put that out when I put this one out tonight. I'm going to do it tonight so I don't forget. Sorry about that. But that gives you more reason to come back and check out the live show or the recording of the live show. So,
but I completely missed. I didn't get a single chance to say anything about Fanboys. I'm a huge sucker for that movie. We talked about all Star Wars, and I'm like, I didn't bring up Fanboys once.
Yeah, that is a great movie. We would definitely drop the ball on that. That's okay. I think we can plan some more Star Wars, you know, add some more topics that we want them, so figure it out.
There's enough questions out there.
Definitely. There's always enough Star Wars to talk. And I think when me and Nathan got this going, we probably could have just been a Star Wars show and been just fine. There'd have been enough stuff to cover, and it would have been that fun. It would have been just fine. I think we had actually debated that, but I'm not sure. All right, well, let's get into this week, man. We really don't have a lot to cover. We got some light news topics, stuff we're watching, and then we'll talk about Peacemaker and Book of Boba Fett, and then probably hop out of here. So, how you want to start off, man? Some stuff you're watching?
Yeah, man. I mean, Star Wars last week, and pretty much come to the corner and see what we're watching. HBO has basically been, I don't know, pretty much leading it up for me. I don't know if you watch that Station 11 show. That's pretty good.
I have not.
Not exactly my cup of tea, but it was a nice little... You got to watch shows. We were discussing beforehand. You got to watch shows that are a little bit outside of your range to know what you're talking about. You know, I mean, fantasy's fantasy, so it falls underneath the fantasy category.
Yeah.
But still, it's good.
There's a lot of times that I'll watch a show that's not necessarily involved in something I would talk about on here, but that I enjoy. But I mean, it's just, I'm always drawn. It's like I said, the algorithm, man, always draws me to something that's similar to what I'm watching. And it makes sense. I'm trying to think. I'm watching, you know, I was telling you, I always watch a sitcom. We'll talk about that in a minute. But my wife's watching this show called Revenge, which it's cool because we share
the time frame that it came out, but that was about it.
Yeah. Well, we share time, like you know, whoever starts something, the other one will watch it, and we'll watch it in the entirety of however long the other person wants to watch it, and then just kind of vice versa, and we just kind of go like that. So when she picks something, she's been watching the show Revenge, I just can't get into it, man. Like, it seems like a drama that you know, a typical drama, but it's kind of CW-ish, it's kind of soapy, and it seems like the only objective of the show is for everybody on the show to fuck everybody else over. Like, totally screw everybody else. Like, that's the point of the show, is who can screw the other person the most. And I'm like, well, okay. I just can't get into it. But that's the one that I'm watching right now. Yeah. I couldn't name a character in the show. But I can tell you if it was on.
There's the girl who cheated on Steve, who ended up doing this, and blah, 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 blah. Right. Next thing you know, like, it all turns into this. And now Marie's the killer. I didn't know this show was killing people, but apparently it is. I don't know. Righteous Gemstones. You watch that? It's a,
I haven't even heard of that.
Danny McBride show, man.
Oh, I'm sold.
I watched Eastbound and Down.
I'll watch it. Let's do it.
Yeah. This Righteous Gemstones is about John Goodman plays the father of the family. And so he's like the main priest of like a gigantic, massive church in South Carolina. And, you know, it's just, he's got three kids. The whole thing is just a massive shit show. Absolutely hilarious. 30-ish minutes. So, I mean, okay. I think they just, they're on the second season now. They are on episode 4. They dropped the first 3, as most streaming services have been doing lately. So it's a good watch.
Raunchy sitcom-ish. Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can get down with that. So.
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely mature for the language, but I don't remember if there was visually anything in there that was inappropriate.
I'm just Danny McBride. I just don't see anything that he could do that I feel like, you know, somebody who's not 15, I'd be comfortable 14, 15 comfortable watching. Yeah. So
he's got a massive warning on his head.
Right. No, well, if we're talking about sitcoms, you know, I was telling you beforehand, I'm trying to break down how I watch my shows to make them a little more organized and make it easier for me to keep up with certain stuff at the same time. So I'm always got to keep a sitcom involved because usually that's my fall asleep show. And I've just got to sometimes sit back and laugh at stupid shit. Something in my genre, something, you know, Star Wars, Marvel, DC-ish, and then something that, you know, the algorithm suggests that I wouldn't necessarily do myself. And I'm doing pretty good with that so far. So I guess the sitcom is Rules of Engagement, man. I don't know if you've ever seen that one, but I love Patrick Warburton, man. That motherfucker's so funny. Dude, that guy is so funny. And David Spade's pretty funny, too, in the show. So it's just a really, really hilarious sitcom.
He's got that voice, man.
Yeah. It's just the silky
bear. He's one of those people with an iconic voice.
Mm-hmm. Every time I see him, I don't know, man. Family Guy, Tick.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff. Like, I just hear it every time. But that's my sitcom right now. And then I guess Revenge would be the show the algorithm suggested for my wife. And then, I've got a DC show that we're going to talk about in a little while. So, yeah, I'm covering all 3 bases right now.
Peacemaker is about my last HBO show. Beyond that, did you watch the Don't Look Up on Netflix? Did you get a chance to see that movie?
The what?
Don't Look Up. It's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I did see that one. Yeah, we watched that one a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, the ending, you knew it was going to end like it did. There was never going to be anything come out to it. Spoilers for this. There was never going to be anything that came out and save them. But it was just interesting how it got there. But it was very realistic, I feel, about the way, if something like that happened, there would be divided people in, like, serious divided people in the world, you know? So,
exist. It's a government conspiracy.
Right. Until that moment you see it in the sky. So, but I liked it pretty good, man. It was, I'm not like mad that I watched it, but it's not something that I was like rushing to people like, you got to check this out.
So. It's Netflix, man. I mean, they put out a movie. You're like, you know what? That's the movie for the week. And then we move on to next week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that was an algorithm movie.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I finally got around to watching Ghostbusters.
Still haven't seen that.
It's good.
Yeah.
Dude, heartstrings. I mean, just the whole time. I don't know how many times you watch Ghostbusters, the original and the second one, but especially the original one for this movie. But man, oh man. They are just in there with a gigantic needle at your heartstrings.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, man. I like Ghostbusters, and I've seen the movies since we were younger. I know you liked Ghostbusters a lot when we were younger, but I don't like horror. So anything when I was younger, ghosts, anything, I was just like, nah, I'm not really associated with it. Not going to deal with it. Watch it. Don't even care. That other than Ernest Scared Stupid. Don't know why I watched that movie, but other than that movie. But
Ghostbusters has never been heavy, though. Like, it was never, like, that's never been horror to me.
I just didn't give it a chance. It's not horror. I just didn't give it a chance. And I need to go back and do a rewatch of all the Ghostbusters. In fact, maybe we should do it on the show. Do a rewatch of all the Ghostbusters to give them their respect, like I did with Indiana Jones, because that was one of those movies that, yes, I've seen Indiana Jones. Yes, I know parts of it. Yes, I like it. But it didn't, like, doesn't grab me like it does for the people. And it still doesn't after the rewatch. But I respect it a little more now that I pay a little more attention to it. And, you know, so I'm sure I'll do that with Ghostbusters. And I think that I want to go back and do that before I watch the new one. So... Now, is this rewatch going to include the female reboot?
I'm not going to lie.
I thought it was a pretty funny movie. I mean, it had some good moments to it. It wasn't terrible.
I barely remember anything. I mean, Hemsworth is the only thing I remember. And even yeah. then, like at the point in time in watching it, I think that movie came out in 2016. It was a very like me not giving a crap. I'm like a whole lot that I was all Star Wars at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Force Awakens came out, like anything else came out like 2016, like, no, we're waiting for the next one. And wait, we did. And it didn't work out so well.
Yeah. 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 Dude, I have such a hard time remembering years of when I saw movies and stuff. I don't know why. I just can't ever do it. I totally forgot that Zack Snyder's Justice League came out last year when we were talking about it mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago. Like, I was like, holy crap, that was, well, last year, it was this year. So, let's see. Only other thing I'm really watching right now is Rebels. I burned through season one, and then I watched like the first 5-6 episodes of season two right away, and then I'm kind of slowly getting one in there whenever I can. Man, it's a really great show. And Nathan was saying last week, if I really enjoyed season one, that season two is when it really opens up. Man, it does. And that was when I sent y'all that text last week. I was like, oh, Rex, like just bam, right off yep. the bat. So really, really enjoying that. And I'm going to continue. I'm going to truck through that one. And it's only 4 seasons, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I think
two were long. I think I put a couple of the episodes on. Actually, you talked about watching it. I tried to get into the habit of to put more things on like TV while I'm doing stuff and it's just playing so that I can just kind of listen to it or turn around and take a look at it. But I started doing that with Rebels again, and I don't think I probably made it past like the 4th episode, but yeah, like it all starts flooding back. You're like, oh yeah, this person's in it. And you're like Rex. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, you're going to get to see other people too. You just got to wait.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of really fun stories. And I look at things in this show and I'm wondering how much I'm missing just from reading any kind of books that tie into this, but just how I see it tie into Thrawn. But I wanted to talk about Ezra's lightsaber. We're just talking about Rebels real quick. His lightsaber. Quite possibly the ugliest lightsaber ever. I like the idea of having something different in the concept and it looks cool. Now, that's just ugly. Practicality, fucking awesome. Like, fucking awesome. So I would give up the look. I would change the look slightly. I mean, I know you probably put it together with spare parts in the ship, but I would change the look slightly. Maybe he does later on the show. I just don't know about it yet. But practicality, 10 out of 10. Looks way down there, 2 maybe.
So definitely grab the kid vibe, you know, like if I was a kid, I'd be like, why can't I have both? Put a blaster on a lightsaber. Let's see what happens. Let's get weird. I felt that the first time watching it. And I mean, exactly what you're saying. It's ugly as sin, but turn around and man, you got a blaster on you at all points and you don't need to carry multiple weapons.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. Inquisitor's lightsaber. It's too cool. You know, it's like when I look at it, I want to like it because it's really cool. But
I hear that.
Yeah. Like, is it too cool though? Like, did they put too much icing on this cake? Because it does some pretty cool stuff. But I mean, I would have one, but
the downside is, I mean, it clearly got picked on for being the Hello Saber. And I don't know how much of that you've seen so far, but, the downside really comes from the fact that they're trying to make the Inquisitors, I guess, more prestigious than like anything that we've known in Star Wars would ever lead your mind to believe. It's always been Jedi and Sith, and like out of nowhere come the Inquisitors, and they're the ones that now have these double-bladed spinning lightsabers, and everyone's trying to figure out, but why? Like, why would they have that when like lightsaber technology at this point in time was pretty much, you know, straight single blade. You know, you saw a double with Maul and you saw more of it in the Clone Wars and like all sorts of weird and different things, different takes on it.
Right.
But, I mean, Inquisitors did not seem like a group of people that would turn around and have something like that.
It looked like something Grievous would carry.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Like, and so I guess is the take on that Hellasaber, I guess we'll call it. Is it like people don't like it for the most part?
Yeah. Well, it's a real big laughing point about Rebels because of the way they treat it.
Yeah.
And you see it during some of the animation, you'll see a lot more of it as the seasons go on. but they kind of, I enjoyed what they did with it, like taking a step back and like Jedi Fallen Order has an Inquisitor in it, with a background, you know, like it helps really with that video game story. I don't remember if you get too much of it in other places, but you know, they've done a pretty decent job trying to weave that aspect in. The lightsabers though have been, I haven't heard anyone say that they were fantastic.
Okay. And do they make sense? That's kind of what I mean. Yeah. Too cool.
Yeah. No. A little too far-fetched is probably what you're going for.
Yeah. So, I mean, it, like, if you gave me one, I'd really enjoy, you know, playing with it, spinning it. I'd probably, you know, definitely kill myself.
And we're gonna cut something off.
Yeah. But actually, you probably wouldn't kill yourself if you cut something just clean off with a lightsaber because you wouldn't bleed. All right.
Depends on what you cut off.
True. True. You might want to kill yourself. Yeah, depending on what you cut off. It's true. But yeah, that's all I'm watching right now is Rebels. And actually, I think it kind of, well, I'm not going to tonight because I worked a 14-hour day today and I got to be at work 7 hours. But I want to catch up on some Rebels this weekend since there's not much football. Should be pretty easy.
Well, did you watch Eternals?
Not yet. No, yeah, I was going to watch that this week and then see if y'all wanted to like collectively watch it and then we'll talk about it next week. So I don't know. Have you watched it yet?
I did watch it one time. It's a very long movie. Well, it felt long because I had it up on one of the computer monitors. I was trying to do some other stuff and I was like, it dropped. Like I finally want to see it. So I'm going to sit back and throw it on real fast. But I'm going to try to take another opportunity to watch it probably. I don't know. Maybe do it this weekend. Turn it into a little affair.
That's a good sign for me going into it then. If you're already ready to give it a second watch, it means it wasn't garbage.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I trust your judgment.
It got a lot of heat. Look, it's nothing fantastic. I mean, isn't a Marvel movie, absolutely. It's tough to tie in. There are little things they do to tie it into the story. I think the weight of the story is supposed to do something further on down the road. But I don't know when and where now. So I like the building blocks. Even it's not, you know, like a horrible, it's not a tough watch. It's not like I'm going to say this, but it could be wrong. I wouldn't think that it would be at the dead bottom of anyone's Marvel list versus some of the other things that we've gotten. So,
okay. So it's not the worst thing they've put out.
Yeah. It's just totally different. It's a new direction and people get scared of new directions. So
let me ask you, and this could be a sensitive subject, just so I can gauge it on your list, what's the worst thing they've put out? So I can know what it's at least better than this.
I mean,
that's tough, ain't it?
Like, I don't defend the Dark World. But at the same time, like, it's tough for me to ever want that movie to come like to brain whenever I need to figure out something to watch. Like, my mind isn't automatically going to go to it. There's a whole lot more that I'm going to watch. But I mean, I guess that's probably towards the bottom.
Okay. I can deal with that. Dark World was tolerable to me. It's towards the bottom of my list as well, but it's not the worst one in my opinion. So yeah, cool. If you think it's better than that, then I'll probably, at least
enjoy it. Worth a shot. Look, it's a long movie. I'm gonna give it a shot. But
yeah,
you can watch it in two rows if you have to. But it's like 2.5 hour movie. Yeah, 2.5 hour movie. And the story is supposed to feel vast. It feels very, very like narrow. I thought it was gonna spread a lot more than it did. Like tell like an all encompassing story. It was just had a whole lot of people and a whole lot of characters to introduce. It had a whole lot to do with those characters to try to get you into that story, to tell you more or less their origin and why they could be important going down the road. Mm-hmm. So
that was going to be my next question actually is, does it seem like from watching it, this was a story they told to give a little history of something before, but you're not going to see this in the future? Or do you think you'll see,
you got to see something about it in the future. Yeah.
So something about it, but not necessarily these characters.
Yeah. I don't know which way they're going to take it. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that the movie itself would probably do better as a show, and it very well could, because there's so many characters you could actually tell like a
you can flesh out so much more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could, and you don't even have to do it. I mean, shoot, you could quantum leap or jump through time or whatever you have to do in order to keep telling like their whole entire story they have going on. But I mean, shit, there's like seven or eight of them. I don't even remember. There's so many of them. I was like, well, I'm not going to keep counting and remember all these names right off the bat. So
right.
Like I said, I'm going to sit back down and give it like a better, honest rewatch. So
that's how they hook you, man. They hook you by making it so that way you just interested enough where you've got to go back and learn all those names.
Yeah.
So now you know. But yeah, I'm gonna try to give that a watch this weekend. So we'll see what happens.
And really beyond that, I watched our Peacemaker and Boba Fett that we're gonna talk about. My show The Expanse finished. It was six episode final season. I did not know that. I was expecting a whole lot more. I hate that it's leaving. I really want more of that show.
It was the final season and you didn't know it?
No, I knew that it was supposed to be the final season, but I mean, the show's already had a final season one time. Okay. So now this is the second final season. But I did not know that it was going to be six episodes. I didn't go on the internet and see what's going on. Like, how much are we going to have, you know? I was expecting 10 when we got six, but I love the story and I love the world that they build.
For a series, 10 seasons?
No, 10 episodes, my bad.
Oh, for the last season. I'm sorry. My fault. What is it on again? I'm sorry. I know you told me plenty of times.
Prime.
Okay. I might, since you talked about that one pretty good, I might see if Ashley, that's something I can get Ashley into. If I can get Ashley into the first 10 minutes of a show, Ashley's my wife, by the way, about there. If I can get her in the first 10 minutes of a show, she'll watch the whole thing. But in the first 10 minutes, I can tell whether she's going to watch it or not. So that's what I got to do. It's got a good first 10 minutes of it. If it does, we're hooked.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I've rewatched the show multiple times just because I think that it's one of my favorite shows, especially come towards like winter. I don't know why. Come towards like December, I think it was the first time I watched it. And like the next December, like I rewatched it again when like the might have been like the fourth season came out at that point. And I've just been going back and redoing it like all the time. I know that it was a sci-fi show to start off with, and I know that it focuses on Earth, people from Earth, people from Mars, and people from the asteroid belt, which they call Belters. The Belters have a weird way that they speak. It's very, I don't know, it's almost like a space Cajun, you know, like very, very, it can be off-putting until you understand a little bit more of it. So that would probably be the only thing that I would kind of worry that the first however many minutes would be as far as her wanting to stay in it, I guess.
Yeah.
But beyond that, the storyline's really good. I've always enjoyed it.
I said it's something we'll have to check out. Maybe I'll suggest that as the next show we watch because we're kind of running out of things. We're doing the algorithm thing quite a bit, and it's hit or miss. Yeah, it really is.
Have you jumped on the Apple train yet?
No, I haven't. Even though both my daughters now have iPhones, my wife and my oldest daughter have an iPad, and everybody in my family except me has AirPods. Is that what they call them?
AirPods.
AirPods. The earbuds. See,
that makes the white ones. Weird.
Yeah, I got these stupid Beats. I hate these things. Oh,
which ones you got?
The same ones you got in your ear, except mine are red. I hate them because I have smaller ears and they fall out all the time. But I digress.
I'm about to move on to the new ones they just came out with, but yeah, same thing. Digress.
I should have never gone away from the Samsung beans. They were great. Great. But anyway, yes, we digress. Did you have any news you wanted to get out there?
Hold on. Apple for All Mankind. You got to jump on that space show. I rewatched that. That's like the last thing I rewatched. I binged that like last weekend when I was trying to do stuff like around the house. Straight up ran right back through it. Fantastic. What if the Russians made it to Mars before we did and all that kind of stuff? Great story, but I can't. Dude, Ted Lasso, come on, get on that train.
Yeah, and I figure want it out. To, man. I would pay for it. I would pay for it. I just can't get it on my TV in my bedroom, and that's where I consume 75% of what I watch. Well, maybe 60%.
You got to watch the new, they came out with a new commercial with John Hamm, and he's like the only person who's like not on there watching stuff, and it's actually really good.
You know what's so funny? I hear John Hamm's name so much in so many things, blah, this and that. I could not pick him out of a lineup. Couldn't tell you what he looked like. No. Couldn't tell you what he looked like. Now, you could probably tell me he's this guy in this show. I'd be like, oh, okay, and see his face. And remember, but right now, I couldn't tell you what he looked like. Don't know who John Hamm. Like, I know who he is. I don't know who he is. You know? It's weird.
All right. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess you never really watched Mad Men or anything.
No.
I wasn't big on Mad Men. I wasn't part of that cool in crowd when everyone was doing it and throwing their 1920s or 50s parties or whatever the shit they were doing. But no,
definitely not doing that. All right, well, any more shows or do you want to throw some little bit of news out there?
No, we can talk about new stuff coming out. We got new shows. I think I deleted everything from last week, but I can tell you, or the week before, excuse me. Last week, I mean, we just got we'd start off, I guess, Amazon. They're doing the Lord of the Rings show. That Rings of Power has got a date, September 2nd.
How excited for that are you for that?
I should probably be a bigger Lord of the Rings fan or Hobbit fan. I mean, like I said, I remember us. I remember like being in high school and like waking up constantly to like that second, that end of that first disc. Please put in the second disc.
Yeah. Well, look, here's the thing, man, is you know as well as I do, we both do, absolutely love Lord of the Rings. I do personally absolutely love it. Like one of the best trilogies ever. I cannot have that same feeling for The Hobbit. I just The Hobbit, like, it just doesn't grab me like that. I don't know why. And I don't know if I want anything else from Lord of the Rings. I kind of want to leave it as perfect as I thought it was. And then again, if that's the way I feel, I know I can just not watch anything.
Yeah.
So don't watch anything else. So that's my problem to have. And I know I can fix it for anybody who's going to say that, but you know,
I just don't want to fix it. I want to keep it my problem.
Tim was in the chat room. I guess he left him back. I'm sure. What's up, Tim?
Well, what's going on?
Yeah, but Lord of the Rings, but you know what? I felt the same way about The Matrix, I guess. And then I watched the new movie and I enjoyed the new movie. So, but I while I love The Matrix is not anywhere near the level Lord of the Rings is for love for me.
Oh,
yeah. I'll take Lord of the
Rings. Totally different fandom.
Yeah.
I sent you that real quick trailer. It was that clip from the Reacher show. Totally blanking on the actor's name now, but the guy who plays Hawk. I'm excited for that show. Just being a prime, like, fun show to watch. All 8 episodes are dropping on the 4th of February. And it's just a Jack Reacher story. Just real simple. It's a real big, like, you know what draws me to it? I think it's like, remember being young and remembering like all the Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, stuff like Jack Reacher is kind of like right in that category of like, we're just going to go and bust some skulls and tell a story and be done with it. Except Chuck now Norris the stories type. Are better.
Okay. So does that mean in 15 years, he's like the guy who's playing is going to just be a big fat guy playing the same roles?
Maybe.
Nice
ponytail.
Yeah.
Are you a chef? Is that your cousin? I mean, we talk about the major trailer. We got Moon Knight came out.
Yeah, let's talk about the Moon
Knight. What'd you think
about that? Okay, I got to be honest. I don't know anything about Moon Knight. I haven't read anything with Moon Knight. It's just a character that was just out of my range of reading. You know, I'm sure he's a fine character. All I've ever heard about the character is that he's Marvel's Batman. That's all anybody's ever described him as to me, is Marvel's Batman. So going into this trailer, I'm expecting something a little different. This didn't look like Marvel's Batman, you know? Now, the stuff we saw in the trailer could be from the first 10 minutes of the first episode, for all I know, because they do stuff like that. So I'm going to watch it because, what's the actor's name? Oscar Isaac. Yes. Great actor. And I'd love to see him in this universe. The suit, I thought, looked awesome. I'm definitely down with that suit.
I was a fan of it, and I'm not a big fan of like the, I don't know the proper name for it, but the beak look. But I like the texture of the seat or suit. I like the way they integrated the emblem on the chest. I mean, all of that was a real win for me. So
yeah,
white. I don't know, but
yeah, who knows? But But we'll see. I mean, I think that's probably just to be more comic book accurate, I'm sure. But it's easier to wear a white suit in comics, I guess, than in real life. But yeah, I mean,
it just doesn't come out the same way.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see it. You know, it's Marvel, so it's already got my money if I had to pay for it, which I already do. See it. So yeah, it'll be fun, man. I didn't actually catch it during the game live. I saw it, you know, the next day after it came out because I honestly forgot about it. I mean, since I don't have a big social media presence anymore, it doesn't just hit, you know, pop up my phone all the time. So
when I saw when it was coming out and I heard all the rumors, and then when it seemed like it was becoming a little less rumor, a little bit more reality, that definitely showed up. I don't remember what I sent it to you, Thursday or Friday. Oh, it must have been Saturday, because we did the show. Saturday, I found out that it wasn't going to be a rumor anymore, and they're actually going to release it. And it's cool because it's actually coming pretty quick, which, man, I hate to say that the end of March is going to show up real quick, but it's going to show up real quick.
Dude, so, we're almost through December. I was bringing my daughter home earlier, and she was like, February 16th. She was like, 26 days, and I'll be 15. And I was like, wow. 26 days, it's going to be February. It's going to be the middle of February. Like, what the hell, dude?
Yep.
Goes by fast. But
crazy.
What else? News.
Did you ever see Kate on Netflix?
No.
It was one
of
those.
I think I remember seeing something like that, but I never watched it.
It was a good movie. Well, it was a good Netflix movie. It was a good one and done. It came out right after Gunpowder Milkshake, I think. And they were kind of like closely related because Netflix loves telling multiple stories, just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Anyway, the actress from Kate, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, is going to be in the Ahsoka show. Don't know who she's going to be playing. Apparently, it's being guarded pretty heavily, or some article that I read is just leading me along. So either way, we got another casting. I think that's up to five confirmed if Hayden is confirmed. So
oh, I can't wait.
Yep.
It's gonna be really, really good.
Star Wars shows come out.
Well, seeing Ahsoka in Rebels, you know, it's because I just got started season two, like I was saying, she's right in the beginning of season two, bam, right there.
How did you think about that character? So now that you've seen all the different takes on Ahsoka, what do you think about the difference between her from Clone Wars to Rebels and clearly like live action with Rosario? But what are your takes on it? What do you think they did? Is it tasteful? Do you think they aged her appropriately? Or
yeah, I think they did, because even through just Clone Wars, you see her age up. She's really young in the beginning, and she's adolescent, you know, teenager towards the end of it, I would assume. I guess in Rebels, she's more becoming, she seems more like lower 20s, somewhere in that range.
Young woman.
Yeah, young woman. And then it looks like I'm sure I'm getting the years wrong on this because I don't know the distance in time is, but she seems like a you know, fully mature grown woman in live action. So I think they did a pretty good job with it. I love the way Rosario Dawson looks. Perfect casting. Perfect casting, man. She nailed that role. Dude,
that thing was fan casted so long ago. And
yeah,
I've always wondered too. I'm like, you know, do they secret agent go in there on like someone's Twitter and they release a little information and they accept it? Instead of being like an article, they're just like, here's what I think Rosario would look like as Ahsoka. And then they just let the internet have it. And like, if it's good, then like, you know what? We may go with that. And if it's bad, they're like, no, find someone else.
I think that if like a show's ever floated out there, like I think that it could start like that. But I think for the most part, it's a studio doing it. Like they're like some guys like, I want to do this show one day. And you know who people are for this role? This person. And that gets out. That person.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's more like that. Yeah. But yeah. I can't wait for to see this Ahsoka show because I love seeing Ahsoka in Rebels, man. It's just so crazy how easy it is to fall in love with this character. And I finally get to see her live action, which is going to be awesome. What else, man?
Well, let's see. Oh, Apple is getting the MonsterVerse. which means we're getting Godzilla
hmm.
in a series. So that's going to be interesting.
Is it going to be a, tied into the movies that they're the current universe they have right now?
Yeah, so I believe it said that the 2014 version of Godzilla, and then they're Titan along with them, and they're just going to tell some sort of series. I don't know what it's going to be around. I don't know if it's going to be like human-based series, and then like, you know, Godzilla's going to make an appearance, so it's basically going to be like an underlying tone of the whole entire show.
Mm.
But apparently they did get the rights for that, so we're going to be getting it.
I wonder how they're going to make a show about just Godzilla. You know,
I like to imagine they're going to do Wings. I don't know if you remember the old show Wings. Instead of being an airport, it's just going to be like an underground tunnel somewhere where yeah. they monitor Godzilla.
Yeah, not a bad idea. There you go. You sold me. They can do it. I mean, it's Apple. I haven't watched a single Apple show yet, but I can already tell you their stuff's good because I haven't heard anybody say it. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything bad about an Apple show. Well, I don't say an Apple show. The popular shows that people talk about on Apple. So
I didn't like. Well, like I wasn't a real big fan of the Tom Holland movie that they had on there with, I think it was called Sherry. And he was like a returning veteran with PTSD, and like his kind of, you know, his life was just all sorts of crazy. Him and his girlfriend, and he was, like he was cracked out. It was a real tough watch for me. But I didn't dislike it. It wasn't like it was a not a well-made movie. Just was not a story that I was interested in. But really, everything else has been real solid.
Yeah, I need to check it out. I mean, every time I hear about a show, it's got amazing actors in it. I'm like, well, you just sold me with the cast right there. I'll go ahead and watch it. So it's funny because the show I've wanted to watch for the longest is that new show with, is it Jennifer Aniston and the Morning Show. Yes,
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. I wanted to watch that one really bad for a long time. That was kind of like the first thing I was like, I want Apple TV.
I have not watched the second season yet, but it's on my list.
Pretty good.
I might try to do that at some point next week or the week after.
There you go. Sparked an interest.
First season was pretty good. You know, it's got Steve Carell in it. So, I mean, he did a fantastic job. He didn't play his normal type of character. He definitely was. Like, he definitely held on to Steve Carell, though, so he wasn't too far off. He just wasn't super hilarious or dumb hilarious like he was in The Office. So, it's good. But you want to talk about characters, the last thing I got is apparently the Diggle spinoff. So, I don't know what they're going to do with John Diggle. Actually, I didn't know where this show is supposed to go. They're calling it Justice U. So,
yeah, I don't know. CW show, right? It's just straight going on to the CW verse.
I mean, it's from the CW universe, but I don't know what they're gonna do.
Look, they just lost me, man. The CW, even Stargirl is kind of starting to lose, because it's a good show, you know, like I like these new characters or anything, JSA, but I don't know, man. It's something about after like a season or two or sometimes three of most of these CW shows, I'm just like, I'm starting to lose interest. It's waning, you know. Yeah.
It's tough. So, I mean, it's.
I don't even know if I'll give this one a try, because I was fully expecting it. I'm sure everybody was to be Green Lantern. And now that that's not what it's going to be, it was like, well, okay. I kind of had my heart set on that. I don't care if it's a fan casting. The way they set it up at the end of Arrow, that's a tease. Yeah, to not have him be Lantern. But yeah, well, I mean, if I have time, I'll check it out.
Yeah, no, it's. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure I caught that one on. You know, I think I heard. What's his name saying it on Fat Man, but even then, like, I didn't go looking for that story. That sucker just popped up. Sarah did send us that Star Trek information. I thought she was going to talk about it, so I don't remember much about it. I'm going to run through it real quick.
Yeah, I was going to talk about it, but did you want to just save it for next week with her? We can put it up on the screen. Show the timing. Yeah, because I thought about that too, and I was like, we'll see, because I know she'll want to talk about Trek stuff.
It was a whole lot coming at it, and I was coming on strong during the group chat. But I mean, my feelings are simply based on two factors. One of them is I really do not like Paramount Plus, it drives me insane how much I do not like that app. And the second one was the release dates overlap. And the fact that they do that and they could give you Star Trek year round, I still have to take these breaks when I'm watching Discovery. Like, it's on a break right now. Like, I thought we were past that point. You know, like you talk about watching Rebels, my main beef with that show was its release schedule. It ruined the show because as much as you wanted to stay into it and watch it weekly, they would disappear for a month and then come back with a couple and then disappear for like a couple weeks, because that's how like Disney XD was the platform that was on when it released. And man, it like Disney XD, I guess I'm not a kid. And I don't have that attention span, that YouTube attention span at the end of the day to sit there and try to like just wait for it to come on like the next time I see it. Mm-hmm. I go back the next week and I try to find it. And it's like, oh, we're taking a break. I'm like, it's 2022. Anytime after like 2000, we should have been done with taking breaks. There shouldn't be a break necessary. I can get whole seasons in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Most new shows give me 3 episodes right off the bat. So
yeah, breaks was, kill me, man.
That was a real big, and what I don't like about it is the fact that it overlaps, but I still have to take breaks with other shows. Just give me Star Trek year round. Like, I'll watch it every single week. Just give it to me and let me see it. Lower Decks is hilarious.
The only objective I could think that they would want with that, with the overlapping, is not one, not losing you, and two, like, well, you're watching all, now you're watching 2 hours of Star Trek a day. So everything you're watching is Star Trek. But they could just do the same thing with everything you're watching all year of Star Trek, because if you keep up the show all year, it's the same thing. It is really weird to have it like that. But
Disney Plus has such a lock on their releases. I mean, they roll from, like, randomly, are you going to get a – I don't know how they're going to do it this year because they have too much content. So literally, we may be getting a new Star Wars and a new Marvel show all the time in the same week. But they were doing that for a while when Disney Plus was ramping up. It was, you got a Marvel show and then you got like a Disney show, or Disney, you got a Star Wars show and then you got like a Marvel show. Like, they kept stringing all that stuff along, and they do it to coincide with like release dates of movies. They do it to coincide with, was it Mandalorian? Mandalorian did it when Rey was in The Rise of Skywalker and she healed the giant worm thing that was in that movie. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you got Grogu on the screen doing like some force healing stuff too. Like, all that stuff was coinciding. So
that way they can say it's canon.
Not only canon, yeah, but like, we can do it more than one place now. Right. It's like, oh, get used to it real fast.
Yeah.
But like, I was just disappointed by seeing the release schedule. That was all. I wasn't trying to come off super hot. I really don't like Paramount Plus.
No, I get that, dude. It's just so funny. I didn't care. I was just messing with you. I was like, tell me how you really feel. Because I've known you so long, man, that I can tell just through you texting how angry you are about what you're talking about. I'm like, wow, he's heated about this right here. Like, very, very passionate about not liking,
because it's stupid. Plus. Like, I hate when people make stupid decisions. I'm like, you are on the cusp of greatness.
Yeah. I don't watch Paramount Plus enough to hate that, you know. My biggest beef with any streaming service I have on my TV is HBO Max. Not that anything wrong with HBO Max itself, but for some reason it always shuts down on me. Like, I'll start something and then like 2 or 3 times in like an hour and a half span, it'll shut down and go back to the home screen. I don't think it's HBO Max's fault. I'm pretty sure it's my stupid old smart TV's fault. So I just need to get a new TV, and I think I can fix that problem. But if I watch more Paramount Plus, I'll probably pay attention to the
double check your network settings too. That seems to be a big problem for people.
I've done that a lot. Yeah, I've tried a lot of different stuff. It's just an old TV. It was back when TVs just started getting smart. You know,
we just started getting skinny. You want me to be smart too?
It's so old. It has Google Play and Sling as home screen buttons on the remote. Is it Google Play or Google Movies? I can't remember. All right, one of the two. But yeah, that's
probably how it Google is. Play.
Yeah.
The last thing I talk about, we'll roll right into the show. You brought up that I meant to do it last week and I didn't, because I didn't know what the truth was about it. But Bane coming into Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about it that week too, and I was the same way. I didn't want to bring anything up because I just seen rumors of it. But yes, in canon now. I don't know. Have you been? I know you probably don't read a lot of comics. Have you read any of the Marvel Star Wars stuff?
I don't read them, but I follow people that do and catch up a little here and a little there. I don't know everything, but I know the key points to just about everything. So,
okay,
yeah. I'm keeping up with it.
Yeah, I'm not really keeping up with it. I have, you know, if you go to Ollie's, I don't know if you have an Ollie's anywhere yet. You can get it's insanely discounted comics, dude. They have just walls and walls of trade paperbacks, $30, $40 trade paperbacks for $4, $5, brand new. You know, still plastic wrap and everything. It's great. So you can go there and spend $75 and get $500 worth of comics. Easy, you know, it's crazy. Trade paperbacks. And I saw one of the Star Wars MCU or Marvel. I always want to say MCU. Marvel. It was the Princess Leia first trade paperback. Bought that one. I thumbed through it, and it's pretty good, man. I could get into reading some Star Wars. I've just never looked at Star Wars as a comic book that I've read.
Yeah.
But I also never thought that I'd be reading a lot of books, which I'm not really reading. I'm listening to audiobooks. I never thought I'd be doing that, and I love it. So it may be time to get into the series, especially you throw a little Bane in there. I'm like, yeah, I probably like, because even though it was just, I guess, a name drop, wasn't it? That was the only mm-hmm. reference was a name drop. I'm pretty sure it was Yoda doing a name drop
through it. The comic books are supposed to be canon, but I mm-hmm. feel like if there is a place where they'd be like, nah, that doesn't matter, use a gigantic eraser on it, the comic books would be one of those places. So yeah. For them to ease into it and to get that news kind of coming, it's interesting, especially because, like I said last week, I'm not up on the High Republic stuff a whole lot. So to try to figure out the chronological release or how all of this stuff fits together is not my forte anymore. It's not Skywalker series era time frame, like I am lost. So, besides like all the legend shit that I read back when, to get a name drop is pretty big mm-hmm. because it does bring a character into canon. So, you know, it's interesting because they opened the door. They didn't kick it through. They just, you know, they just opened it a little.
Well, that's the problem, I think, is they opened it. You just cracked it open. I mean, because I feel like if you're somebody who's reading a Star Wars comic, you know who Bane is. You've heard the name. Yeah. You at least know something. But I feel like you drop that into an animated show or Thrawn, the way they did Thrawn in Rebels, which I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I'm going to see it real soon. But the way you do that, introduce that character there, do some kind of animated show or some kind of, you know, series where you introduce the character there. That's how it gets more popular with people who are not as Star Warsy as us, as strong with the Force.
Yeah,
that's what I'll say. Yeah. People who are not as strong with the Force. Well, okay. Anything else news-wise or rumors or just headlines we want to talk about?
Bump into some Boba Fett.
Let's do it, man. Let's talk Boba Fett because it's shorter and it's fresh in my mind. Wow. This show, like every week, man, it seems like it's getting better and better. Now we have a 38, a 58, a 38, and a 48-minute episode. So something about the ending on the 8th. It's like they're a weather channel. You know? It's crazy.
That's what I was looking at all.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed this week's episode. The whole thing was flashback. So, all except for the last maybe 10 minutes was flashback in this episode.
Yes. Correct? I mean, I watched it Thursday, so I don't really remember where. You're right, because they were doing the live sit down. That's right.
So, this one starts out, I guess it's the meeting of Fennec and Boba.
It was interesting. Well, number one, at some point they had shown the two suns, but then they had three moons. And like, I don't know, I guess, enough about Tatooine, but as soon as they were panning from like day to night, I was
getting
like, oh, cool. That's interesting.
Too cool, you know, hold on.
But when they went to night, they jumped to the scene from Mandalorian where they're having the fight in the desert where mm-hmm. Fennec is, you know, essentially dies. And then at the end of that episode, we get the end credit scene with the Spurs and someone walking up on Fennec Shand. That's what we got in this episode. It was him walking up on her, picking her up, taking her to the Mod Squad Depot, and having Professor Blondhair work his one-handed magic on her, giving her pistons and stuff for her stomach, which I don't quite understand, but hey. Star Wars.
Yeah. You know what? In no other universe can you do that and me not really question it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they did that. And I was like, ah, that makes sense. Star Wars. Star Wars is always doing stuff like that. I'm cool with that. So she's basically, I guess those parts just replaced her body parts. She's part robot now.
Yeah. So we saw it in, pretty sure we saw it in Mandalorian first when she opened it up and shown that she had like the, robotic internals. I don't know what I want to call them, but whatever that she had. And so this episode, we saw how she got it. We saw that she stuck around with Boba Fett, to get his ship. And so basically he was after the old Boba Fett's ship, or if you're,
you can say it. Go ahead.
Old enough to remember Slave One.
Yeah, you can say it.
Since they're changing it.
Yeah.
I thought the little drone that she had that flew into the palace was pretty cool, but I had no idea how no one saw it. It was a little tennis ball orb with red lights on it, and I feel like when it's pitch black outside and you're outside standing guard,
the red lights will stand out. Good point. Yeah.
Any light would have got you.
But that's just like any tracker on any movie or television show, beeps or flashes. If you want a tracker on somebody, do you really want it beeping and flashing? Seriously, it's just one of the things that let the audience know it's there, I guess. But yeah, you're right. Realistically, it makes no sense for that to have the red lights. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was small enough people couldn't have seen it. It came through that little sewer grate. So, yeah.
It did. What'd you think about the droids in the kitchen?
I was just about to get onto that. That was pretty cool. I knew the one droid, the chef, I guess, because the sous chef was the first one to get taken out, and the chef, I knew that he was going to turn all Grievous on him. Mm-hmm. Forearms just suspended. I was like, okay, let's see what happens. Kind of mad he got taken out so easily. It'd have been cool to see him do some badass stuff. But did Boba Fett choke a robot out? Like strangle him?
Holding the robot. He was holding the robot, which was, it felt like a very awkward fight. My only thing with this Boba Fett series is Boba feels awkward. A lot of people hate where this whole story is going. They feel like it's completely changing what they had in their mind of Boba Fett. And that's essentially what it comes down to. They had a story in their mind. They wanted Boba Fett to be the badass bounty hunter the whole entire history of his existence. Right. And when he meets the Sand People, they mystically change him into, you know, the Bob Ross of crime world, where everything's Welcome beautiful Fett. If you put a tree in it. I don't really care. I just wanted a Boba Fett show. Just to give me a story. That's all I want.
Yeah.
When it came down to him sitting there with that droid, he was running around chasing it. I'm like, yeah, probably didn't really need all that. He didn't choke it out as much as the droid essentially just gave up.
It was just weird. I was like, wait a second. What just happened there? I mean, maybe it's because, you know, he did the I'm Boba Fett. You know, his little. Oh. He does a great job with that.
So, he just says it way too much.
Yeah, he does. He says it a lot. And he says it with his damn helmet off all the time. That's still for me is the most irritating thing, is you walk around with this damn helmet on your hip all the time. It's like, dude, look like a badass. You look a half a badass.
The line in the show of him trying to say that he was trying to keep it like a low profile or something, but then constantly going around and saying his name.
Yeah, without his helmet on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to identify who Boba Fett is.
But yeah, he gets his ship back. They have a pretty cool shootout. I didn't see anything wrong with that. Shootout seemed really cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was even cooler when he goes and mows down those speeder bikes with Slave One. I mean, he just having that sound, just seeing that sucker just come out of the sky, following the speeder bikes, and just pop, 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 pop.
Well, it's funny because whenever that scene actually happened, I was paying attention to the speeder bikes and I was looking at it. And I was like, it is focusing on these speeder bikes just riding for an unusually long amount of time. Because I was focusing on the front one. And I looked at the right of the screen right then. That's when you see Slave One come in. I was like, oh, okay, that's why they did it. If I go back and watch it, I'm sure you probably see it coming in the whole time. I just didn't notice it. But yeah, that was a pretty cool scene. And then the Sarlacc pit, when it goes back to the Sarlacc pit, which is still alive, it seems.
Yeah, I guess he just scared it. You know, it puckered up really well.
How does he not know his armor's not down there?
I guess he was so like disoriented whenever he came out.
You know what? You're right. Jawas took it from him as soon as he came out, didn't they? He was still passed out. So when he woke up out of it with no armor. That's right.
And he struggled to get out. You know, I mean, basically it was, I would assume that he took all of the last bit of his energy to crawl out of that thing.
Yeah.
Just enough to like get to air and survive. So.
Makes sense. Okay. I didn't think about that. I was wondering that whenever I saw it and I was like, okay, I'm sure Ross can give me the answer for this. What else?
But dropping the seismic charge down that thing. I was like, they're going to do it. They're doing it. I'm like, that button's a seismic charge. Sure enough, it was a seismic charge. And you know what was really cool is that it didn't shoot out. The door just opened and pushed it shut. And then that sucker just like rolled. I'm like, right, oh, this could go bad.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, if it hadn't gone into the mouth and eaten it, it would have been really bad for them. Yeah. It was a big chance they were taking. But
blown that damn hole in that ship up.
Mm-hmm. Do we get no more flashback to this? Because now, apparently, after the show, he's completely healed.
So it said.
So it said.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I don't know. All I can imagine is thinking how badly I would have wanted one of those things like in my 20s.
One
hangover cured.
Yeah. What's going on? Cody's talking about, he's saying, what's up, guys? Just stopping by. Loving Book of Boba. Not a Star Wars fan. And Peacemaker is such a pleasant surprise. We're about to talk about Peacemaker right after this, man. So, yeah. If you're like Book of Boba, next. I'm right there with you, brother. It's good. So, but yeah, I'm trying to think. Okay, so this whole thing with Boba now, he's trying to rule in a different way. And I do love this meeting he has at the end with this whole group of, I guess, all the old generals for Jabba. I do love the way he does that. You talk about that real quick. My wife's calling me. I'm putting mute.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, you get the so there's essentially three crime boss families that are running Mos Espa, and the simple fact of each one of them controlling the territory, they basically just gathered a stronghold on each of their territories once Jabba was gone, because Bib Fortuna was essentially just a gigantic vagine and couldn't handle much of anything. So with him making the deals, everyone was making deals behind his back to just hold on to that power, to bring them all into that table and actually have a conversation with Boba Fett and him saying, look, I'm not trying to pay you. I'm not trying to get paid by you. I'm trying to turn around and bring all the crime in this place back down to zero. And if anything is going to happen, it's going to go through me and us. So it was a real, he was bringing everyone to the table so he could just let it hang and say,
yeah,
hey, I am Boba Fett.
Yeah, I am Boba Fett. Exactly. Yeah. I love that scene. I love the way he's doing that. And just, it's like I said, I just want to make sure this show has a meaning at the end. I want to see where this show's going and what it's going to mean in the future. Like, or is this just going to be a one-off story that doesn't mean anything? It's going to bother me, you know, but we'll see.
I will say in that scene, you had the Transdotion. Was it the Transdotion? I believe the Transdotion was Robert Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not sure.
You get the director of the show coming in and playing the character. And then you got Phil Lamar, like on his second or third character of this whole entire series. You should check him out on IMDb. The man has a laundry list. He was on Mad TV way back when we used to watch it, but he's got voices and stuff all over the place.
Hmm.
So
yeah, I'll have to check that out, man. Definitely. Well, dude, I hate to do this, but apparently the roads are getting icy and it's coming down pretty hard from what my wife just told me, and they shut down her restaurant early, so I do need to go pick her up. Okay. So we're gonna have to cut it short tonight. We got some Boba Fett out there. We got most of everything except for Peacemaker. We'll get to talk to Peacemaker with Sarah next week, so, and we'll get 5 episodes in next week, which will be good. So I am sorry, man, but and to everybody listening, I am sorry. I'm gonna drop this episode. Well, if you're listening to this episode, you probably already listened to Star Wars. I'm gonna drop both of those here tonight when I get back. So dang it, man, I wanted to talk about some Peacemaker, but we will. Well, I'm going to get out of here, folks. Check me out at TheBatDaddy52 on Twitter. At SCS Podcast 1 on Twitter is the show handle. We do this live every Friday unless life gets in the way. I drop the audio on Mondays or Tuesdays unless I completely forget like I did this week. But that's going to be out there this week, I promise. Give us a like. Give us a share. Give us a review. Tell a friend. If you want to come on the show, hit me up. We're always looking for guests. Other than that, I got to get out of here. I got to go travel through the North Carolina sleet and snow. 2 inches.
Be careful.
Yeah, man.
Turn your emergency flashers on.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be people doing that. Don't worry. But until next week, y'all. Keep pounding.
Later.
And spin.